Can't Beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $500 today. Hey, Marianne, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Feeling confident and ready to take him down?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Can you please ask him to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $500.
Thank you.
Go.
Okay. All right, Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. Marianne, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Rick Moranis is back for his first movie in 20 years with the announcement of what sequel where he played Dark Helmet?
Spaceballs 2.
Number two, someone sued Hershey's because their spooky jack-o'-lantern-shaped Reese's peanut butter cup for the Halloween season doesn't look like a spooky jack-o'-lantern. And she lost that lawsuit, by the way. What was the shape of the original peanut butter cup?
Round.
Number three, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, and Cody Johnson will headline Stagecoach. Stagecoach takes place at the same venue as which other famous music festival in Indio, California?
Coachella.
Number four, Bad Bunny will be your 2026 Super Bowl halftime performer. It was announced last night. He had a role in what Adam Sandler sequel that was just released on Netflix?
Happy Gilmore.
Number five, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are married. They made it official this weekend in Santa Barbara. She started her career on what Disney show as Alex Russo?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Go.
All 5 for Marianne.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, maybe I'm going to start the week with a loss. Here we go, $500.
That'd be fun. Number one, Rick Moranis is back for the first time in 20 years with the announcement of what sequel where he played Dark Helmet?
He's going to be in Spaceballs 2.
Yes. Number two, someone sued Hershey's because their spooky jack-o'-lantern-shaped Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for the Halloween season doesn't look like a spooky jack-o'-lantern.
I mean, that's true, but we go through this all the time with everything. You know, the eggs look like eggs. Everything else is kind of questionable.
Yeah, she lost the lawsuit.
Yeah.
What was the shape of the original peanut butter cup?
They're round. They're circles.
Right, they are round. They were kind of like oblong round, but they were still round.
You know, here's the thing. They've gotten smaller and smaller and thinner and thinner. When you get the ghosts or the pumpkins or whatever, there's more chocolate and peanut butter in there.
It's like you're in it. Look how excited you are. You're so excited about it.
Well, I believe that theory to be true.
Number three, Lainey Wilson, Post Malone, and Cody Johnson will headline Stagecoach. Stagecoach takes place at the same venue as which other famous music festival in Indio, California?
Coachella.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number four, Bad Bunny will be your 2026 Super Bowl halftime performer.
Say cheese. Say cheese.
That's not what he's saying
well,
in that song.
Way, that's
Stop
exactly
saying
what
that.
It sounds like to me.
All right. It was announced last night. He had a role in what Adam Sandler sequel that was released on Netflix?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes. And you need this last one to tie Marianne. Otherwise,
Stephen King. Just kidding.
Okay, it's not Stephen King. Number five. Well, maybe it is. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are married. They made it official this weekend in Santa Barbara. She started her career on what Disney show as Alex Russo?
Oh, gosh.
Give it to me. Come on.
Is it Boy Meets Girl?
No, it's no. Wizards of Waverly Place. Congratulations,
yes.
Marianne. $500 right in your pocket on this Monday.
Wow.
That was good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, what a great game. I mean, 5 for 5.
Yeah.
You deserve to win on a Monday. You got me. So $500. Wow.
It's Marianne and it's just Pete Raven.
Enjoy that cash. What are you going to do with it? I mean, $500 is a good amount of money. It's not making you rich, but what is it?
Not sure. Maybe just have a nice dinner with the kids. Actually, my husband's birthday is coming up.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at that. I just lobbied for him.
All right.
Jackpot resets tomorrow to $100.